Oh, I'm fabulous. How about you?
I'm amazing. Thank you for joining me tonight. So we're going to be talking about the CIA on this episode. This is Jay Alford with We Are the Life Coach, and we thank you so much for joining us. So what do you know about the CIA, Jay?
Oh, well, they are the into the what they call the dark arts, espionage, sabotage, Bond, James Bond. wouldn't even be surprised if you know where the ideas came from for Ian Fleming's books.
Right. Right.
But anyway, some say they're responsible for 95% of the world's issues.
95%. That's what people say.
Oh, well, some people do.
Wow.
Some people call those people conspiracy nuts. But who knows? Could be true.
Yeah. I mean, definitely when you said that, like, I didn't, like, think that there was a disagreement in it. Because when I looked into the CIA, it was a dark tunnel. It was a lot of bad stuff. And they always deflect it by just saying, you know, we've done some bad things in the past, but this is what we're here for. And I would have really believed that people really felt 95% of the world problems are because of the CIA. Because what I really got from it is what I got from it is that they start, fund, and win wars by any means necessary. Like, not for fun, but not for a legit reason either. That's what they do.
Yeah, so that's what they do. Yeah, one of the things they do is they start stuff.
Yeah,
it's called regime change. It's the word, I believe, where they start something which. With their own provocateurs, backed by the CIA agents or whatever, and make it look like a grassroots uprising, but really it's kind of staging stuff with very few individuals and seeing if people. Get involved, whatever, and then they escalate that, and you know, make it look like this when it's really that.
Yeah, it was so odd that that's like it's what they do.
That's one thing they do. Yes.
I was shocked to learn what they actually kind of do. Go on. I'm sorry to interrupt you. I was just co-signing what you were saying.
Oh yeah. Well, that's one thing they do. They've done it, you know, in the bunch of Middle Eastern countries. Iraq, Afghanistan, just to name a couple. I think many of those places is to control that Middle Eastern area. Or I would say, my guess would be big oil would be one reason. Or using them to get rid of people that don't fit the globalist narrative there. I don't know, people like wanting to build their own thing. No central bank. True economic freedom. I think Muammar Gaddafi is one that gets kind of a name that gets thrown around where they say he was a terrorist, but you know, when you actually look into him, he really kind of wasn't. I mean, he was trying to build up Libya, I think it was Libya, where he had a pretty good thing going there, where, strong economy, a lot of good things going on. He had a lot of good things going on over there. No central bank. Built a very wealthy economy where everybody, had enough. Definitely more than enough. Paid for college and stuff and career. Yeah, it was great time. Great times. They got rid of him and made everybody think he was a terrorist dictator type. one example. We know they used regime change to install people like Saddam, right? which they eventually took him out because he said one day, you know what, I'm gonna sell oil in euros, and let's just say other people are like, no. Well, I don't think that's actually CIA though. But. But I would say they had a part in installing him. Let's just say they do that. They facilitate the uprising, getting rid of people they don't want in, and then they install the government, the quote government, which they want. They help facilitate that one. That's one thing they do. They're masters of that. They're masters of espionage, sabotage, facilitating something called false flags is another thing they very, very good at. They're one of the masters at.
Yes. Well, that was a wealth of knowledge. You are always full of so much information, and you know so much about so many different avenues of everything. The CIA was your topic, and it's definitely a great one because I think not enough people know enough about the CIA, what they do and who they are, who they work for, who they report to, what their purpose is, what their mission is, what they're actually doing, which you just did an amazing job of just breaking down and just kind of shining of how they really are. So I love that we do this and bring this together. I loved learning about the CIA. Did you want to add anything else about the CIA? We're at 8 minutes and 55 seconds.
Let's see. The war on drugs.
Right. Yes. They've done a lot of controversial stuff that is in the history books as done. They were in it. Crazy, but continue with the list because they really did do some stuff.
Yes. The war on drugs, the cartels. It's like, who do you think's really in control? And it's like, who's the arm, who's the arm that's used? Let's see. The poppy fields in Afghanistan.
Oh, wow.
Let's see. Probably we'll throw in illegal arms sales.
Of course. MK Ultra.
It's a very interesting one. Yes, the quest, the mind control and I'll call them battle drugs.
Yeah, trying to make, you know, hypno assassins, which oh my.
That's a topic unto itself.
Yeah, definitely. Actually, just learning about the CA made me get a good 30 more topics. I've written them down. I haven't added them to the official list, but it was a rabbit hole to go down the CIA information funnel hole, whatever it is, you know. Just a few facts about the CIA, if people don't really know about it, is it stands for Central Intelligence Agency. It works like the FBI, but not of law enforcement service. It works out of the United States in foreign lands mostly, just trying to head off war. That is its purpose. That's what it's set in to seem like. Founded by Harry S. Truman. The headquarters are in Virginia. What I thought was interesting is how they recruit people and what they actually are, is that they're more of a company that's kind of hired by the United States, like private security is how I see it. I mean, that may not be the best definition, but it is a company and they are employees and they do work for the United States of getting information and getting it to the United States before, you know, it goes down or as a warning or to, you know, just to inform them. But they also do exactly what you said by false flags and creating it and just doing a vicious cycle. And they are not of high integral methods, we would say. And they really got a green light for even what we talked about a while ago about power. They got a good green light for power, and we know where that leads to. Power ultimately takes you to corruption. So I see the CIA having a whole lot of power, a ton of it, and a lot of just space to experiment. What it looks like defend, you know, United States, but just come together with information. And when you have that much power, funding, the funding is 15 million plus. That's an old number that I came across. So I haven't even seen if it's risen since, you know, 2022, but that's a large amount of money to go to a private company that, you know, is just hired to get information and intel, but is doing as much creating of the intel and information as it is informing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm. Intelligence and counterintelligence. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And they hire people and recruit people just the same as like any business. You literally apply. They're at job fairs. They come and take you out of schools. Their thing is that exceptional people can recognize exceptional people. So when you're trained in the CIA, you can kind of see qualities in exceptional people that match yours and match what would be a good fit for the CIA. I thought that was interesting. And I've definitely dealt with some recruitments of CIA, so it was interesting to read about it, to know about their methods and experience them and witness them. So, yeah. I just think it's interesting that they're just a private company, just a business providing a service and has a contract, you know, with the United States, when I think most people give them such authority and such a position in the hierarchy of the structural government that is there in their mind, when they're just really a company providing a service.
Hmm. Yep. And well, let's just say impressionable young youth are kind of starstruck, you know.
Yeah.
Get away because hello, James Bond.
Yeah, right.
Just saying. So yeah, I mean, also through cinema, you know, people know about, you know, Langley, Virginia, and, you know, what the farm is. goodness. there's so many things.
Right?
I lost where I was going.
That's okay. I mean, it's a tunnel. I'm just going to name off a few facts. We're at 15 minutes and 29 seconds that I found while going down the tunnel. The CIA was originally called the Agency. Very spy-like, very bomb-like. I didn't know that. Let's see. They once created something called the heart attack gun, where they use shellfish toxins to be shot out of the gun, a Colt to be exact, with radioactive, that shot 100 meters to mimic a heart attack that was untraceable after it hit the body and left a very minimal mark that would be undetectable and proven to be just a heart attack. I can only imagine what they did with that technology. And then we mentioned the MK Ultra. You know, they're trying to create things to win wars with, you know, to experiment to win wars with. So MK Ultra was definitely to control people, not just to control people and influence them, but to control them, to make them do killings that would have them second guess it with their human consciousness, and then also have them forget that they did the act of the killing. And this is so far back in the 70s. I just don't believe that we've stopped advancing. So I know it's out of hand. Also, another one is that they did is they use radioactives to put into disabled children and the disabled. I don't know if people understand that, you know, the disabled have not been looked upon as necessary by government, you know. They've attempted to wipe out disabled and mentally challenged several times with blatant just going in, and not just the CIA, but the government, the United States, and then the CIA assisting, which I guess they assist in everything just because their moral compass is not, you know, set very high. The CIA also puts out a World Fact Book, which is, I thought was like, I'd never heard of that at all. And it has like almanac facts about the world. So, and it's not really a book anymore. It used to be a paper book that the CIA published, like they're the publishers of it. I looked it up. But now they've changed it to just a website that they kind of update frequently with different facts. I did not check it out, but I definitely will if anybody's checked it out. Send me some DMs or comments about it, because I want to know what it says. Last but not least, down my rabbit hole, I came across a lot of just things that the CIA had their hand in, and I want this to be an informative thing where people can get information and go down rabbit holes as well. So I'm just gonna like list them off really quickly. Drone wars, the war on drugs, Jay mentioned earlier. The CIA gave Google its tech, Project Cyclone, human hybrids, Vault 7, the CIA declassified files, Operation Norwood, the Secret War, Operation Condor, Project Gateway, 1950 Milvoy UFO, and then just there was a lot going on. There's agencies that are higher than the CIA, and you know, bigger than that the CIA reports to, ODNI, DNI, Project MK Naomi, That's all I can say right now. But it was just a lot going down. Oh, Project Stargate, that the CIA is just part of. And I think if you, you know, look at up any of those and find any of those interesting, you can get a good view of who the CIA really is, what they're doing, what their tactics are like, what they're capable of, things like that. So I turn it back over to you. Any last facts or things you want to add about the CIA?
Mm-hmm. They are a rabbit hole unto themselves. Once you start down it, oh my.
Yeah. I was down it. So I thank you so very much for coming on and talking about the CIA and sharing your insight with us. Jay Alford is a great motivational speaker. He talks about all kinds of things. I hope you guys search out for him. He's Jay Alford on most platforms. I'm Leah the Life Coach on most of my platforms. I thank you so very much for checking in on us, and I hope you guys have the most amazing day, and check back with us again. Jay, would you like to say goodbye?
Well, yes. take care, everybody, and goodbye, good day, good night, and make it the most wonderful day or evening yet.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.